Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the best place to be in the spring, I mean, probably besides, you know, what the heck, you could go to Alabama, you can go anywhere, but UCF would be a nice place to go this spring, undefeated last year, one of the top teams in the country. And Juan Toribio, also 247 with the Knights, joins us this evening and talks a little bit about the residuals of that awesome season and how Coach Heupel has started off. Juan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, anytime, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Big doings around campus this year, especially in the spring. You have a new coach, new faces, but still everybody's kind of reveling in what happened last year. And what a great season for the school. You and I talked after that, recruiting wise, to see how things would catch on. You said it was a little slow. What about now? I mean, now that Coach Heupel's got himself introduced to a lot of people, and they've had a few events there already.
Yeah, in terms of commitment wise and all that stuff, it's still a little slow. They only have one commitment, a three-star quarterback from Tampa, Charlie Dean, who they really like. But in terms of just the general buzz around the program, I think that's coming back. Obviously, losing a guy like Scott Frost, you know, National Coach of the Year, some of that buzz kind of goes away for a little while. But then now, you know, Heupel and his staff have done a really good job to just bring that excitement back. They've completely utilized the, you know, spring break for South Florida kids this week. I saw Miami Southridge and a couple of other schools down there taking in a practice this past practice. So he's doing a really good job in terms of just building that excitement. Again, the buzz is back. Whenever you talk to the kids, you know, a lot of the kids, whenever they tweet out, they just got an offer. They say that they're national champs, UCF, or the undefeated UCF. So seeing that stuff is good for the program. In terms of commitment, it's a little bit slow, but it typically is for UCF at this time of the year. So that'll definitely pick up moving forward. And they still need to figure out, you know, their scholarship situation. If some kids are going to transfer out after the spring, so they want to slow play some. You know, they don't want to overdo it with a bunch of commitments. So. But other than that, like I said, the excitement's back, and that's a good sign for UCF.
Randy Shannon, as you know, we had him on a couple weeks ago, and he said some poignant things. If I'm a UCF fan, I like what he says, because here's a guy who's been at all those schools, you name it, he's been there from Arkansas to Miami and everywhere in between, and here's somebody who really, really thinks that he's going to stick his nose in there with Miami and Florida State for recruits. I know that you wrote that. A lot of people saw that. How do you feel about that? Because I think that, you know, he has that mentality, and he definitely thinks, much like Mario Cristobal did, that he should have every athlete he goes after.
Yeah, I didn't really have a problem with what he said. I know, you know, some Miami, Florida State, and Florida fans kind of took Twitter to kind of to say, you know, that Shannon is a little bit crazy for that. But, yeah, I loved it. I think you definitely have to have that attitude, whether you land those kids or not, or whether you directly compete against the big three in the state or not. You have to just sell your program the best way you can, and you can't limit yourself to just, you know, the so-called plan Bs of those schools or whatever. So I think, you know, you sell the school, you sell what the program has done. I mean, you toss out an 0-12 season there a couple of years ago, and this is a really good program, I think. You know, three conference titles in the last 5 years. Yeah, and they'd probably be the favorites again this year. So that'd be 4 or 6 if they get it done. So you saw that. You saw the indoor practice facility, which now obviously Miami is gonna follow suit. But I didn't really have a problem with that. I think you don't necessarily compete directly against those schools, but you definitely have to have that mentality where you're not going to shy away from recruiting a kid just because he has a Miami offer, just because he has a Florida State offer. So I think that's the attitude you need to have. And, you know, Randy Shannon's name speaks for itself, especially down south. So if you can even get just one kid from those schools, every recruiting cycle, one or two kids, I mean, that's even that's it's a really big win.
You know, Juan, the one thing that I'm interested in is I know that the regimes before Frost didn't have a good relationship with a lot of the key Orlando area schools. Now, Frost mended those fences. How are things look now? I would think that Heupel would keep that going. He's that type of personality.
Yeah, that's going really well. Last time we talked, you know, they made it a point to go out to all the Orlando schools, their entire staff, and build a relationship with those kids. And like Randy Shannon said on your show a couple weeks ago, you know, they want a local kid to their first option be UCF, and if they take the ACT test, you know, late, and they qualify late, they want those schools to call UCF first instead of just calling another school.
Yeah.
So I think that relationship is going really well in terms of just, and not just Orlando. You have the Tampa area and you have the Jacksonville area, which is still relatively close to Orlando. So, the only commitment is from the Tampa area. So I think that relationship in terms of just locking down some parts of the state, and not necessarily against the big three, but also, you know, USF and the FAUs and the FIUs also, they have to be able to land those kids in state, and then they can kind of go out of state to the Georgia and pick out some of those other kids.
Juan, how much talk has there been about UCF? I mean, I know at the beginning, I think, 2 years ago, they were talking about the Big 12 or the Pac, whatever, you know, to go into a Power 5 conference because of what they bring to the table. USF, too. And I thought Houston and maybe Cincinnati would be four schools that could go into, you know, to a higher conference. But the reason being is you're in a hub. You're in a major hub. As far as media, you also have a school that the largest in the country at 64,000 students and growing every day. Has there been any more of that dialogue picked up? Because I know that that until they get to that Power 5 level, I mean, you don't want to be that one school, you know, that you have to watch like a Memphis or a Houston. I mean, you want to be actually in the mix because you're in the mix, you know, not because of somebody else's, somebody faltered. Do you think there's a chance that that they could make that Power 5 move? Because they're good in every other sport as well.
Yeah, I think the moment, obviously the Big 12 kind of, you know, the Big 12 didn't really pan out, but I think the moment that one of the Power 5 schools is looking to expand, I think UCF and USF should be the first calls they make.
Yeah.
The Orlando-Tampa area is really good. The rivalry of UCF and USF, I mean, they showed it on Black Friday. It was the most watched. More people watched that one than Florida and Florida State this past year. Well. So. That, you know, that rivalry is really young, but it's growing every day. And here in Orlando, nobody wants to hear about USF, and in Tampa, nobody wants to hear about UCF, which is what you want out of a rivalry. So I think the moment, you know, ACC or whatever conference it is, I think USF and UCF are going to be the first two calls. But at the same time, they're happy
with
the American. It's a good conference, you know, Houston, Memphis, and all those schools. But yeah, this year was really. You know, what showed them that they need to go to the Power 5. You go undefeated and you finish 13th in the polls. So they fans especially realize that, for UCF to take that next step and be that, you know, that sleeping giant, what they call it, they need to move into a Power 5 sooner rather than later.
Good stuff. Juan, as always, thanks so much for tapping in with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, anytime, Blue. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Juan Toribio, UCF Knights, UCF 24/7.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.